This is part 13 of John Plowman's Pictures by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. The first chapter today is An Old Fox is Shy of a Trap, and Beware of Man Traps. And there's a picture of a large old fox in a country environment looking at a man trap with large, fierce teeth, ready to snap on him if he takes the bait. The old fox knows the trap of old. You don't catch him so easily as you would a cub. He looks sharp at the sharp teeth and seems to say, "Hello, my old chap, I spy out your trap. Today will you fetch me, or wait till you catch me?" The cat asked the mice to supper, but only the young ones would come to the feast, and they never went home again. "Will you walk into my parlour?" said the spider to the fly, and the silly creature did walk in, and was soon as dead as a doornail. What a many traps have been set for some of us, man-traps and woman-traps. Traps to catch us by the eye, by the ear, by the throat and by the nose. Traps for the head and traps for the heart. Day traps and night traps and traps for any time you like. The baits are of all sorts, alive and dead, male and female, common and particular. We had need be wiser than foxes, or we shall soon hear the snap of the man-trap and feel its teeth. Beware of beginnings. He who does not take the first wrong step will not take the second. Beware of drops, for the fellows who drink take nothing but a drop of beer, or a drop too much. Drop your drop of grog. Beware of him who says, "Is it not a little one?" Little sins are the eggs of great sorrows. Beware of lips smeared with honey. See how many flies are caught with sweets. Beware of evil questions which raise needless doubts, and make it hard for a man to trust his Maker. Beware of a bad rich man who is very liberal to you. He will buy you first and sell you afterwards. Beware of a dressy young woman without a mind or a heart. You may be in a net before you can say Jack Robinson. Pretty fools are no ways rare. Wise men will of such beware. Beware of the stone which you stumbled over the last time you went that way. Beware of the man who never bewares, and beware of the man whom God has marked. Beware of writing your name on the back of a bill, even though your friend tells you 10 times over. It is only a matter of form, you know. Sounds like writing a blank cheque. It is a form which you had better formally decline, as our schoolmaster says. If you want to be chopped up, put your hand to a bill. But if you want to be secure, never stand as security for any living man, woman, child, youth, maiden, cousin, brother, uncle or mother-in-law. Beware of trusting all your secrets with anybody but your wife. Beware of a man who will lie, a woman who tells tales out of school, a shopkeeper who sends his bill twice, and a gentleman who will make your fortune if you will find him a few pounds. Lots of those canvassing us on social media at the moment. Beware of a mule's hind foot, a dog's tooth, and a woman's tongue. Last of all, beware of no man more than of yourself, and take heed in this matter many ways, especially as to your talk. 5 words cost Zacharias 40 weeks' silence. Many are sorry they spoke, but few ever mourn that they held their tongue. Who looks may leap and save his shins from knocks. Who tries may trust or foulest treachery find. He saves his steed, who keeps him under locks, who speaks with heed, may boldly speak his mind. But he whose tongue before his wit doth run, oft speaks too soon, and grieves when he has done. Full oft loose speech hath bound men fast in pain. Beware of taking from thy tongue the rein. And the next chapter is A Black Hen Lays a White Egg. The egg is white enough, the picture is of a hen house, the inside of a hen house with a hen's nest, and there's a large black hen, and there's a white egg in the nest. The egg is white enough, though the hen is black as coal. This is a very simple thing, but it has pleased the simple mind of John Plowman and made him cheer up when things have gone hard with him. Out of evil comes good, through the great goodness of God. From threatening clouds we get refreshing showers. In dark minds men find bright jewels, and so from our worst troubles come our best blessings. The bitter cold sweetens the ground, and the rough winds fasten the roots of the old oaks. God sends us letters of love in envelopes with black borders, Many a time have I plucked sweet fruit from bramble bushes, and taken lovely roses from among prickly thorns. Trouble is to believing men and women like the sweet briar in our hedges, and where it grows there is a delicious smell all around, if the dew do but fall upon it from above. Cheer up, mates, all will become right in the end. The darkest night will turn to a fair morning in due time. Only let us trust in God, and keep our heads above the waves of fear. When our hearts are right with God, everything is right. Let us look for the silver which lines every cloud, and when we do not see it, let us believe that it is there. We are all at school, and our great teacher writes many a bright lesson on the blackboard of affliction. Scant fare teaches us to live on heavenly bread. Sickness bids us send off for the good physician. Loss of friends makes Jesus more precious, and even the sinking of our spirits brings us to live more entirely upon God. All things are working together for the good of those who love God, and even death itself will bring them their highest gain. Thus the black hen lays a white egg. Since all that I meet shall work for my good, the bitter is sweet, the medicine is food. Though painful at present, 'twill cease before long, and then, oh, how pleasant, the conqueror's song.